Hello.
Oh, is this Carly? Or Carney, I'm sorry?
It's Charlene.
Charlene. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Fine.
My brain's not right on today. Just want to make sure I've got your email correct. Carney@lec-composites.com?
Correct.
Can you see if you're just getting my email real quick?
Actually, I currently have someone working on my PC.
Oh, is there somewhere else, another email I should send this to?
No, I'm having some problems with an Excel file and
okay.
Basic, so they're trying to figure out why I'm having the issue.
Do you get emails on your phone by any chance?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, let me look there.
All right, I'm going to send this right now. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. All right, it just left my outbox, so give it a second. I know you've had 100 people throw stuff at you, so I just want to walk you through what I'm sending to make sure you got it, just for your reference.
Okay. Sure. All right, let me see if I got it.
So you guys have a lot of customers in the oil industry?
I'm sorry?
You have a lot of customers in the oil industry?
It's the rotorcraft that we fabricate composite parts for primarily take guys out to the rigs and stuff like that.
Oh, what's a rotorcraft?
Helicopter.
Oh, okay, cool. So you guys are working with, like, high-end materials, things of that nature?
Yes.
Okay, cool. You guys like use CNC machines, things like that?
Yes.
Oh, cool. We finance a lot of those as an FYI.
Oh, dude. All right, I'm not seeing anything so far.
Well, it probably is because...
Might be in my junk folder, but it's weird that I cannot... I have a hard time accessing that now.
Hold on.
Where's that
O drive? Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, O drive. Let's see if this loads up real quick.
Junk email could be in here.
Yeah, people don't like me, so usually where I go.
What is what's your email address?
Sorry about that.
Great. What's your email address?
My email's bankofcardiff.com.
Could you start again, please?
Yeah, sure. It's RULDSPEIN at bank.
Oh, I'm sorry. All I got was the R, and then we broke up.
No, so R Gold, so RGOLD, ST, okay. So Sam Tango, EIN, Echo India Nancy, at bankofcardiff.com. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to see if I can send you this. I'm going to send something that says test.
Okay, cool.
GOLDSTEIN at bank of
Cardiff.com.
I think it just sent to you, and I don't think it said test.
Okay, give me a second. Got it.
Okay, so maybe if you attach your documentation there.
Oh, this is not the email that I sent it to.
Oh, no?
That's Charlene Arnie. That's your personal email. I can reply to that. I'm okay with doing that. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, that's the email it should have went to.
Oh, I sent to the LAC Composites email.
Yeah, that's what you should have gotten.
No. I got your CharleneArnie@gmail.com.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
That's what just sent to you?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, that shouldn't be happened. Right.
No worries. I don't care.
Well, but that doesn't make any sense. All right, let me... I don't know what it's doing.
Let's see. Hold on.
I don't know why it did that.
Exactly. That's all you
got to
make sure. And try not to miss a payment.
Let's see. That.
You're very welcome. We'll be in touch, and we'll
send
some more money. Don't worry, okay?
All right.
Let's try this one.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, did you get the... I just tried to send one for my regular email.
Oh, give me one second.
Okay. That does say from Gmail. How the heck did that happen?
It's a personal... You just logged into the wrong Gmail.
Oh, good grief.
No worries. Alright. I literally just copied my email. Let's see if you get it.
Did you get the LEC one I just sent?
I don't know. Let me check. Sounds like there's a bear in your background.
Oh, sorry. I have two snoring dogs.
Yeah. I mean, good God. What kind of dog is that?
English bulldog.
Ah, there we go. So, let's see if you got that email.
Okay, where'd you send it?
To your email, to the one you sent me back.
The LEC or the Gmail?
The Gmail.
Okay, so that means I'm trying to figure out where I am in all these mailboxes on my
phone. No worries. You got one in each, by the way, so either way, you're covered.
Okay.
So, basically, and I like to slow down, because I love to tell, I actually am kind of passionate about this, it's weird to be passionate about this, but when you work with customers on a repeated basis, if you tell people the truth up front, they really like it, and they'll work with your company again. I'm not the mouthpiece of our company, but I've been here for quite a few years, to say the least. So, right now, every business owner is always looking to get the best deal. But I also know that the business owners that I deal with, they're really looking for relationships. Because most of my customers, there is no best deal. They know that we'll try to get them the best, to find best in a lot of ways. Just like when I go buy something from someone, I really don't know the best deal. I have to count on them just giving me a fair shake. So we have two products here, equipment financing and working capital. And most customers that are going to work with us are going to work with us multiple times. Not every customer does, but... we're unique in that many customers work with us on a repeated basis. But also some really good companies have, you know, I know a gentleman that work at another company, and he has a guy that's doing the 13th loan with him, which should be, it should be the way things are done. But unfortunately, in today's internet age, everyone's like, there's no real relationships, or that's not stressed as much anymore. It's kind of an old school mentality. So with your equipment, with your working capital, the program, and did you get my email?
Yeah, I have it right here in front of me. I was just listening to you.
Yeah, what happens is people define best in a lot of ways, and people are going to throw numbers and throw numbers and throw numbers. They're going to go to a race to the bottom dollar. This program, I feel, is the best for you because it, A, gets you what you need, which is $250K. It doesn't shortchange you to $150. It gets you what you need. It's not a nightmare to fund. We have some other approvals for you, and I will tell you that they're nasty. They have a lot of information that's asked for. So you'll spend hours on the phone getting us additional documents, getting it reviewed, and... quite honestly, people get very, very frustrated, and there's more underwriting to be done, whereas this approval is already fully underwritten.
Okay.
It's a weekly payment, which, look, weekly sometimes makes people feel better, and you said matched up your cash flow, more than happy to answer it. The other thing, there's no fees, so there's no origination or fees of that nature. The average industry is about 2.5%, and when you're talking about $250K, 2.5% is $6,250. You're not charging any fees. And additionally, you will see in the documents that there is a discount for paying off early. There is also a discount for early payoff.
Okay.
So, it's... there's a lot of different options here, but I think this approval is the best because it puts you in the driver's seat without losing your mind. Now, regarding the UCC, yeah, there's going to be a blanket lien placed on your business. It's pretty clear in those documents. That's not a, like, horrible, oh my God, vilified thing. It's not to put your feet to the fire. It's to prevent the stacking of multiple working capital loans primarily. Because an issue in our industry is that someone will get very over-leveraged very quickly. And unless we have a UCC there, you know, people are getting very, very good in our industry about hiding information. So what happens is customers, like, I've funded customers and then found out they had another bank account with another loan, and it doesn't create the best stream of things. So my opinion in kind of a roundabout is you got to trust someone you're working with, you know, got to trust a company because best deal is a very loosely defined thing. I would tell my best customers to take this deal, not because it's necessarily the cheapest in terms of rate, but it gets them what they need. It's fast. It's simple. There's no fees. And should they renew, they get an interest forgiveness. And even if you pay off early, you get a 25% of the remaining interest. Now, I sent you an amortization schedule. Did you receive that?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now, actually.
Yeah, so that's a clear, I mean, it's estimated, but it's pretty darn close. And I can't promise you that you'd be approved for renewal. There's no, like, guarantees, but the vast majority of our customers do renew. It's around three quarters, about 70-75%. And this product is unique because it's a full interest forgiveness should you renew, which really doesn't exist anywhere else in the industry. There's some discounts for paying off early, but it's not full interest forgiveness, and that's why they make this product unique. Because if you look at it, what happens is if you renew after 9 months and all that interest is renewed, that's what really jacks up the cost of borrowing. You know, other than that, I just want to get you all the information. Your loan's pretty much ready to fund. You know, you can feel free to, show these documents to whoever you wish. They're, you know, we sent them out to you for a reason. But, you know, out of looking at all your approvals, I do think this is the best based on all the factors.
Okay, so there'd be basically the interest paid back over.
So the payback's a 1.35. So these loans, short-term loans, people talk about APRs, but APRs are kind of meaningless. It's really about APRs get to you to the amount you're paying back, and we want you to know that cost. So the payback is a 1.35 over 18 months. So that means if you took this loan to term, for every dollar you're borrowing, you're paying 35 cents on the dollar over 18 months. The typical pricing on this loan is a 1.4. So we're giving you a 5% discount and waiving all fees because we'd like to get your deal on the board. Doing anything shorter than that is going to lessen your payback, but for many of the customers, if they do a shorter term, their payment starts coming up. The reality is lenders right now really don't care about what you do with the money. They care about their ability to pay back, and I think you first doing a loan of this size, you know, there's a note here, you guys are talking about $400,000 over 12 months. My opinion, that's a pretty high loan amount for a pretty short amount of time.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and there is nothing wrong with that loan. That is a solid loan. The only issue is that's a very short amount of time.
Sure.
You know, I can offer you over 12 months. I don't think it's going to make you comfortable if you're looking for the longest term available with this amount of money.
Right, to try to keep the payments at a reasonable level until we can get back on our feet.
Correct. This is the definition of reasonable. This is not a small amount. This is not a crazy amount. This is not a, like, let's get to the bottom dollar highest rate. This is the best word to describe this program is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to see if you have any questions. I mean, I like to put everything in writing and so customers can make an informed decision.
Sure. I like that this is all broken out. The other one I saw from Swift, it had nothing broken out.
We're the only ones to do this. As far as I know. Because technically it is a payback. This is an unofficial schedule to show you what your estimated interest is should you decide to renew or pay off.
So if 12 months down the road we decide to renew, how does that work?
Okay, so can you go to your 12-month schedule on your renewal? And so you're at week 52. So how much interest is left and what's your balance?
112.
All right. How much is interest? How much is principal?
I don't know. There's no totals at the bottom.
Oh, there should be. Hold on. So Let's go here. Give me a second. So, we're looking at week 52, correct?
Sure, yeah.
So, we see 104,000 as your balance, right?
Okay.
So, is that what you have?
Yeah, I was looking at the other side. It said 112, but yeah.
All right. So, the last two things are principal. So, the most important things are you have five line items. Beginning principal, beginning interest, payment, interest, principal, okay? So let's go to the interest and principal section right there. And then there's the remaining balance. So on week 12,
got it. Okay.
You're at a 212 balance. Correct. So how much interest do you have left? Well, you're going to see, interest. Well, hold on, let's make sure we have that. So after week 52, yeah, you have $12,000 of remaining interest on that note. So let's say you want to pay that off early. You got a huge job, you just want to stroke a check. Okay, you're going to get 25% off that remaining balance. Now, let's say you want to renew. Well, your balance is 112. Your interest is 112. So let's just take a look at this. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Let's give me a second. Give me a second here. And I think what's kind of throwing off this number slightly is you're having, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you're adding on. Let's just take a look. They might be, I don't know if they're including the payment as of doing it, if it's already counted or not. So big me once. Yeah, they are. So if you look at the first section, they are. Because if you look at the first section, and it says copy of term loan amortization, as of day one, your payback is 337. And that's because you have 333 and then a payment of 4. So that gets you to 337, all right? So if we go to week 52, you got 112 as a balance. And you've got about 12,000 plus 4,000. You got a payment there. That's 16. So let me just work. Do you mind if I just work these numbers out so I'm 100% accurate?
No.
So, let's see.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, because this just says how much is going to interest. So, what we want to see is what's the interest left. Okay. So, after week 52, you've got about $12,000 of interest. I do not know 100% if that does include the breakdown of the payment, if this schedule is done assuming that payment's been made or is about to be made. I don't know that. I can find that out. But realistically, you're talking about a difference of $800. I don't think that's your biggest question. So
no.
You've got about $12,000 in interest that would be waived in that scenario. That's why you'll see as you get to week 78. Yeah, you will weigh $34.51 of interest, not really a lot. And as the halfway point on this loan, since you have 78, is at 39. So you've got about 25 grand of interest left at that point. And that's why you're getting a discount on that. Because if you add, the way that I'm figuring out the numbers, I'm just going to add this. I've got 147 as your balance. So that makes sense. Because if you look at week 39, you've got 147 at the beginning principal. You've got 25,000 of interest. So that's 25,000 of the beginning interest. So that's about 172. And it looks like the whole separation of the payment is getting, that's where those numbers will add up to 168. And that's why this is estimated. But you'll notice that as of the 52 week, you've got about, and I will triple check on this to make sure I'm giving you accurate information. You've got about 12,000 of interest. 39th week, you've got about 25 of interest. The only question that I don't know is, does that mean the payment's already been made or not? And I can ask that on you. I just don't know that answer.
Yeah, that's not my question was basically, you have the 12 grand there. If you want to refinance, what happens with that 12 grand in interest?
Yeah, the interest. So if you go to page, and you can go over this with a verification of phone call and someone in funding, but if you go to the documents, can you go to page 6?
Yeah, I'm there.
So you go to renewals on the bottom. It says prepayment. So we'll walk through this. So, and also in plain English. So a prepayment interest reduction percentage of 25% with respect to unpaid interest remaining on this loan will be applied to the extent that borrower prepays this loan in whole. So note that 75% of the remaining interest will be still due upon prepayment. So let's just say you owe, let's use that example, week 52, because as I said, most of these loans, you're just going to pay everything. But week 52, your current remaining balance is, it's beginning principal, beginning interest, and then ending balance. That's what's throwing me off, because it's beginning versus ending. But approximately at week 12, you owe about 112. That's your payoff. Of that, it says the beginning interest as of week 12 is about 12 grand in interest, a little less. So after that week is made, you'd get 25% of that remaining interest forgiven. So you wouldn't have to pay it in full, but you're paying the vast majority. Now, if you go to the loan documents, page 6, and you talk about renewals, it says remaining unpaid interest on this loan will be eligible to be forgiven by lender if borrower is current on its scheduled payments with respect to this loan, and while this loan is outstanding, borrowers enters into a business loan and security agreement for a new qualifying term loan with lender, a portion of the proceeds which is used to repay this loan in whole. So that's how a renewal works. So the definition of renewal is you're going to get a new loan, and part of that loan is going to go pay off your existing loan. So let's just say in 39 or 52 or 60 or whatever, you can renew it a little under the halfway point. That's when you become eligible, about 45 to 50% in. But let's say you owe $112,000, and let's say, or 113, and 12 of that is interest. So you have to pay off your current note. So that means the way a renewal would work is about 100 good to go to pay off your existing note, because that interest is forgiven, and the rest would go into your bank account. That is the definition of a renewal in this business. So okay. That's, and you know, I have had a lot of customers who have done these terms. The only thing that I'm very clear on is no one can promise you that you'll be renewed. No one can promise that you qualify. I've had customers that come in and they are missing a lot of payments, so they're not approved for a renewal. And I'm very clear with them, because we're not here to sweet talk people. But should you do a renewal, this program, and you qualify, this program is the friendliest in the business.
So what happens if, you know, the deposits don't get in 1 week and I have to ask for, you know, a week to be delayed?
I mean, technically, anything over a payment being late is a default. Like I said, I don't read through all these legalese. Have I had customers that have had paid late and still asked for renewals and been approved? Yes, I have. But technically, if you want to get into the technical aspect, just like any loan contract, there's a lot of terms and conditions. And if you're late by payment, you're going to be defaulting. However, our servicer on the loan is called On Deck Capital. They're a publicly traded company. They've got really good customer service. They treat people right. So I've had a lot of customers that have reached out to them and said, hey, look, I've got some issues here. Can you help me? And I mean, most of the feedback I've gotten from my customers is they're pretty friendly at working out an arrangement. No one's in this business to just default for a customer and force them into a hole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now, in terms of like being not, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you were to get approved and renew, is your rate still like 1.35, or does it go up or does it go down?
I mean, I've seen people beat the S, part of my language, out of our renewals team to like drive them into the ground. And so I have a lot of customers that have like really done some crazy things. I have a customer that just came in, they've done loans with us, and they just got a 117, I think, over an 18-month term. They had to pay like a 2.5% origination fee, or like 1.5% or 1.25, but it was crazy. And the guy, like, he was like, look, I've worked with you guys before, either you do it or not. And so they did it. Typically on renewals, I see pricing go down if they get approved. And the reason is, we're here to service that customer. We're here to help build the relationship. And so I have not seen a renewal where the pricing is more expensive than, I've seen matches, but I've never seen a customer that's come in and said, gotten a renewal on this program and their pricing's gotten worse. I just haven't seen it. But that's really up to you and how much you want to beat up on our renewals team.
Right. Okay. I'm just curious. I'm trying to just think of anything and everything.
Our renewals team is pretty good, and the reality is if you think you get a lot of phone calls now, once you fund this loan, your phone will blow up with phone calls. And so while our renewals team won't necessarily do anything stupid, like we have had some companies that in our industry are giving people money just because they think it's competitive, and they're basically taking too much risk. And so we said, hey, give this customer a 10-year loan. Have fun with that. Tell us when you can't get paid. But rules, people get pretty aggressive. The 135 you have, I think it's a very competitive and reasonable offer, also based on the 18-month term. What we don't want to do is play with pricing and say, hey, here's a 130, just pay a 3% origination fee. That kind of skews the numbers. So this is a very, it's a very plain English approach, no hidden fees.
Okay.
And that means, yeah, there's no zero, there's no origination fees, there's no document processing fees, and, you know, from our neck of the woods, look, 2.5%, it doesn't seem like much, but that's $6,250. It's a lot of money on a transaction of this size. Any other things I can answer for you?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
let's say, well, there is. So let's say I didn't want 250. Let's say I wanted 200. Is that still workable?
Yeah, absolutely. So this approval is good up to whatever amount you want. 250 is the max, but let me just give you kind of a little warning. It's my job. So it's not a line of credit. You can borrow 250. No. You can borrow $50,000. Doesn't matter to us. But we want to get your unit on the board. That's how our reps are paid. They're not paid based on your loan size. That being said, we do have a history of customers who take less money, who then come back in 3 weeks and say, I need that additional money. I want that additional money. And they're kind of, nothing can be done for them. And so I highly encourage customers, if you're thinking about these numbers, an extra $50,000, I can just tell you what the numbers would run on a weekly basis and just give you the idea. So let's just give. So let's talk about 50,000.
Okay.
If we look at talk about weekly basis, you're running $865. So if you have, I'm sorry?
At principal and interest?
The payment, yeah. So if you borrowed, yeah. Because the way to look at that is, if you just did 865 times 5, you get to that 4326 payment.
Okay.
So, and this is not for, this amortization schedule is not for tax purposes or anything of that nature. This is for just to show you the estimated repayment terms. It's unofficial, that's why it says it, just to show you the breakdown, so you don't have to take someone's word for it. But if you look at it, and it's an approximation, but it's more important how the program works. But you're running 836 a month. So it's not a huge amount of money in terms of a month of a weekly payment. However, borrowing $50,000 can be difficult. So I highly encourage customers, especially if they're talking about numbers of the 250, 300 range, to not shortchange themselves in a search for a slightly lower payment. Because, you know, I hate to throw a number at it, but 9 times out of 10, someone comes back and says, we really need the money.
I was just curious. Yeah, I know.
No, absolutely. If you want to borrow $30,000, we'll do it at the same terms. We are simply here to earn your business. But it's just the feedback that I give to customers after, you know, seeing the situation multiple times.
Right. Okay. Okay. No, I think that's all I have.
Okay. So, other than that, feel free to give me a call anytime. The documents about the UCC search, I'm sure they go over, you know, like revenues, accounts receivable, all that stuff. Like I said, I don't see any issues on our documents funding this. Even if you have a UCC filing already, it's kind of expected. But should anything come up, let us know. You know, you can feel free to send these documents. And I mean, I think the harsh reality is, and I'm not a salesperson, so I'll tell this to you. Do certain loan covenants, like, are there customers, could it be a violation of their bank loan covenants? Yeah. But ultimately, we're not here to give people a hard time and create a bad relationship with their bank. We're here to give them funding in a proactive manner. Just so you know, so if you have any questions, give me a holler, and hopefully we can, you know, earn your business. Do you want me to give you the numbers on what it would look like for 200K just so you have it as a reference?
Oh, no, because I could just take the 4326 and deduct the 865.
There you go. Correct. All right, give me a call anytime.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.